The proposed 2,600-kilometer gas pipeline, estimated to cost $7.6 billion, will carry natural gas from fields in Iran through Pakistan to India. Energy experts in the region proposed the pipeline a decade ago, but strained relations between India and Pakistan prevented negotiations. Now, with the current thaw in India-Pakistan relations, the pipeline proposal has gained new momentum. One thing is clear, India could use Iranian gas. India currently produces only half the natural gas it needs and imports 70% of its crude oil. Indian policymakers say their nation must tap new energy sources to sustain growth. Pakistan is said to be in favor of the project because it would earn an estimated $1 billion annually in transit fees from the pipeline. Under one proposal, each year Iran would ship approximately 5 million tons of natural gas to India over the next 25 years. These shipments would be worth approximately $23 billion. The United States says Iran will greatly benefit from these huge gas sales. Washington fears the pipeline will reduce economic leverage on Iran in other areas, including an attempt on the part of Western nations to persuade Tehran to abandon its nuclear ambitions. To compensate India for suspending pipeline talks, the Bush administration has proposed supplying India with new nuclear reactors. Washington-based Pakistani journalist Khalid Hassan says the proposal will likely face opposition in the U.S. Congress.
This is likely to run into a great deal of resistance in Congress, not for any anti-Indian reason, but because of proliferation concerns.
Some legislators say the proposal violates existing domestic laws, not to mention international nuclear non-proliferation guidelines. George Perkovich, Vice President for Nuclear Studies at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace in Washington, focuses on nuclear strategy and non-proliferation issues in South Asia. He says President Bush's offer to supply India with nuclear reactors is part of its ongoing effort to upgrade the U.S.-Indian strategic partnership. In addition to cooperation on nuclear power and nuclear safety, the partnership has embraced the sale of American F-18 fighter jets to India. Even if the possibility of an Iran-to-India pipeline had never existed, Mr. Perkovich says India could have expected an offer of U.S. nuclear reactors.
I think the Bush administration would have proposed nuclear cooperation with India even if there were no pipeline issue. But I think that because there is a pipeline issue, it becomes natural to try to relate the two. In other words, to say, we want to supply you with nuclear technology, and that should reduce your need for or interest in the pipeline. I think the nuclear cooperation would be sought in any case.
However, Washington-based Pakistani journalist Khalid Hassan doesn't think the United States will let the pipeline deal jeopardize its good relations with India and Pakistan.
The thing is that this pipeline suits Iran, it suits Pakistan, it suits India. It also will be a major contributor to the goodwill and peace process which is now underway between India and Pakistan. So therefore, the national interests of all three countries will override any objections that the U.S. might have.
George Perkovich says the United States might wish to downplay the pipeline issue and let market forces and regional security interests take precedence.
I think the absolute best solution is to stand back and let the market and let private enterprise decide whether the pipeline is a good idea or not. There are so many economic questions, a pipeline may never happen, but it's ironic for a Republican administration to try to stop a project if private investors and, you know, the relevant governments want to move forward.
At the International Atomic Energy Agency meeting last month in Vienna, India voted for Iran to be referred to the UN Security Council because of its nuclear program. Tehran conveyed its disappointment with New Delhi, but said it had no plans to pull out of the gas deal with India. India, Pakistan, and Iran have set December 31, 2005, as the deadline for reaching a framework agreement on the proposed project conceived a decade ago. And they have said work on the gas pipeline could begin as early as next year. This report was written by Subhash Vora. I'm Steve Ember in Washington.